When you were a boy, did you have one of those musical instruments that you could hold up to your mouth and suck and blow on?
Yeah, French harp, we call them.
Have one of those that you could go doing, doing?
That's a Jew's harp.
Yeah. I bought one of those last Thursday.
You did?
First one I've seen in a long
time. Oh, and I didn't know they still made it then.
19 cents. It's just as bad as it always was. It still just goes doing, doing.
I never could get much music out
of it. No, I can't. It hurts my lips now.
Yeah. I never fool with it much. I've seen old boys sit and whang on them half a day at a time.
Yeah.
And he'd declare he was playing good music, too.
They all sound the same to me.
All sound the same to me. I never could see that he changed the sound of that any. Now you take a French harp when you blow and suck, you can make pretty good music.
Yeah, those are fine
instruments. I never could play them, but there's a lot of the boys could play it.
Well, I got so good I could play old Black Joe.
Yeah?
But never anything else.
Well, that's possibly be about my caliber. One or two little.
What do you call the part of a wagon that sticks out between the horses?
Tongue.
And if you want to tell somebody to go get the horses ready and then attach them to this, what would you say to him?
Well, hook the horses to the wagon.
Uh-huh. This means put the collar and the gear on?
Yeah.
And then?
And then hook him to the wagon.
Uh-huh. If you've got a one-horse buggy, what do you call the thing?
Chairs.
Uh-huh. And with this buggy, you'll have one of those things that you can pop over the horses?
Yeah, whip.
Yeah.
Buggy whip.
Those used to be about like the kids' antennas on their cars today, didn't they?
Just about. Looked just about like an antenna.
You get a fancy one and...
Oh, yeah.
Mark a distinction, your fancy buggy whip.
Yeah, boy, these old Indians used to drive these fine, fancy buggies, teams around here. They'd have a buggy whip, you know. Mm-hmm. Cost $8 or $10.
Right.
Oh, if they had the money, they'd buy their best. That buggy whip had to be just as fine as that horse and that carriage was. That was one of the main parts of the paraphernalia, was the buggy whip.
They were pretty long, weren't they?
Yeah, you could get them different lengths. Get them anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 feet long.
Hmm. Were they made out of plated leather?
They would have a stick possibly that long in the butt of where you hold it, you know, and made it stiff.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd taper, come on to the end. They'd take a leather and they trimmed that some way. They'd just taper off on down to the end and it had the twine or something wrapped on it to hold that all together.
Uh-huh.
Of course, some of them are different colors.
Hmm.
They look pretty fancy.
I saw a quirt that a lady's grandfather had made for her.
Yeah?
Oh, it was a nice job. Just as smooth and nice. And she had a new one, too, that hadn't been worn in.
Yeah.
You could see that it wasn't quite as smooth and the leather had rough edges and things. But after they'd been carried a while, I guess they were really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all the work. Gosh, you couldn't tell where the leather started?
No.
Or
yeah, you take the man knew his business, he fix those things to look nice.
Oh, with your wagon, what did you call the steel part on the outside of your wheel?
Rim.
And then inside that, the wooden part?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the tire was outside, and then the rim. The rim was the wooden part that went around, and then the spokes standing upright from the hub to the rim.
Uh-huh. If your wagon squeaked, what did you do?
Grease it.
How did you do this?
You take the nut off the outside of the axle and pull the wheel back and smear the grease on it. Skein, we called it.
Uh-huh. And slip her back to the
other? Slip her back on. She'd go right on.